Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. You may have heard that Congress was all ginned up and was proposing that they should do something about the plight of Charlie Gard. Of course, the delay tactics used by the cult of death people at the hospital and in the government in the UK sealed the fate of the lad, short of a miracle. So there was nothing that the Congress could do. But hey! But they were going to bray about. We got this. We can't fix anything else, but we can help Charlie. They couldn't help Charlie. But maybe there's some other Charlies here in America that maybe needed helping. We should read on. Now, she's writing about how the president... President Trump had offered to pay for the care of Gard. Trump's showboating, however, gaudy, was less objectionable than the spasms of ostentatious sympathy that stirred the House Appropriations Committee to vote as they did. Extravagant sincerity mimics moral obligation in order to substitute for it. Any obligation Congress thinks it has to baby Charlie Gard is a figment of media hype. However, our congressmen really are obliged, by dint of their office, to concern themselves with the 2015 Inspector General's report that gave an appalling glimpse into bureaucratic failure at the VA. And every time I read something about the VA, I just want to get sick. We entice quasi-conscript, lure young men into the service of their country, as it goes, and ship them off into places around the world where there are no declared wars, but somehow by the thousands they come back either deranged from PTSD or deformed by loss of limb, loss of an eye, whatever malady or injury may have been suffered. And yet we have not the resources. We got the resources to send them over there, but not the resources to care for them afterwards. People should be livid about this. Why continue fighting wars and sending young men basically to the end of their normal civilian existence and the beginning of their military and then medically infirmed existence if you have no intention and cannot care for them? What kind of a people do this? Listen to this. Nearly a third of all veterans waiting to be enrolled in the VA's benefit system died before the VA got to their applications. Died. Dead. D-E-D. Gone. Of the 800 and... Now listen to the number. This number is shocking. If we pulled up the population of the United Nations population list as it goes by country, how many countries have populations in excess of 850,000? That's my question. Back to the store, to the inspector, the IG's report. of the 847,882 veterans awaiting enrollment in the benefits program, 238,657 veterans with pending applications died before the agency could grant them health care benefits. A 2015 review found. That number is just that's shocking. I don't have the words. One more time, in case you didn't get it the first time. If you're out there chanting, USA, USA, put this in your USA pipe and smoke it. Nearly the 2015 Inspector General's report. So this is a government report. It's not a media or a think tank that did this. This is actual government accounting. Nearly a third, it's one in three, nearly a third of all veterans waiting to be enrolled in the VA's benefit system died before the VA got to their application. Now, the first shocking number here, folks, is of the 847,882 veterans. My word, how did we make 847,882 veterans in need of medical care? Now, it doesn't say what kind of medical care they were in need of. It just says they were in need of medical care. I'm assuming that some of it must be pretty grave since 250,000 of them died. Of the 847,000. Now, this doesn't even count. This doesn't even count the ones that are already enrolled by the millions. We make military men by the millions. But don't worry, it's the Russian army that is to be the most feared on earth because they want to kill everybody, even though they don't go anywhere and kill people other than wars they're invited to, like in Syria. They want to kill everybody. But don't worry, it's the Chinese army that you ought to be afraid of because they want to go everywhere and kill everyone. Even though they haven't gone anywhere to kill anyone, they want to, and that's all that matters. But don't worry, Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans want to come get us now. But don't worry. Maybe we just should recruit from the veterans' ranks. Of the 847,882 veterans awaiting enrollment in the benefits program, 238,657 veterans with pending applications died before the agency could grant them health care benefits, a 2015 review found. Now, I don't know how many years that covers, but does it matter? Back to mid is malarkey. The Congress that welled up with sympathy for images of little Charlie Gard with his stuffed animal beside him is the same Congress that reneges on its promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. Yet the Affordable Care Act was intended from the get-go to pave the way for a single-payer system. Of course, and it's going to. This is the very government monopoly over health care that left Charlie Gard deteriorating without treatment during 5 months of red tape and litigation. Media-induced responses to Charlie Gard illustrate the degree to which publicity penetrates the conscience of our betters. While it overflows with emotion for a distant baby catapulted into celebrity for his catastrophe, Congress ignores the cruelty of a broken pledge to its own constituents. On a greased poll from citizens to subjects, voters are consigned to a bureaucratic healthcare system from which their representatives are exempt. Each one of us is Charlie Gard now. It's only a matter of time. 847,000 vets awaiting enrollment in a benefits program, and 238,000 of them die while waiting. What in the wide, wide world of sports is it going on here, folks? Somebody ought to ask that question, maybe. And maybe ascertain, if we don't have the money, if your government doesn't have the money to fund the care of the people that they send off to wars that they don't declare, what do they have the money for? Wait, here. What do you have the manpower for? I mean, some of you probably know some of the 840-some-odd thousand that are trying to get benefits. I know a couple that actually succeeded in it, so, and they didn't expire. But the sheer magnitude of the numbers. I remember reading in Kirkpatrick Sale's book, The Return, or a New Look at Human Scale, when he went down the list of countries as you list them in the United Nations and by population, that the optimal size for a country to be successful, nation state to be successful, was less than 6 million. Less than 6 million. If you got 850,000 vets that are trying to get into the VA system, that would imply then that there are already many that are in it and being poorly cared for, wouldn't it? Put another way, we have more people under the care, or the not care, of the VA system, Veterans Administration, than the optimal size, operating size, in population for countries around the world. 6 million. But still, we haven't done enough.